What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of We Came From Beneath the Sea. As always, I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
Episode Hello. 83, boys. The return of the franchise breakdown.
Correct.
Wow. Incredible. Oh, man. How was y'all's week?
It wasn't bad.
Mine was all right. I worked from home most of the week.
I only had to work 3 days this week because of this big-ass Midwestern snowstorm we've got.
Yeah, we got hit with some ice and some snow.
And some rain.
And some rain. Kentucky got hit, too. Our boy over at Denton Santa Carla, Andy Cleaves.
And Chris Kirby.
Yeah, he got hit. We were talking on Twitter last night, which was the 4th of February. And I was like, hey, bro, just stay safe. You know, don't leave. He's like, I don't plan to.
Man, this snow.
Hunker down.
Because it's sunny now, but this snow is
It's going to melt a lot tomorrow because it's going to be like almost 40 degrees and sunny all day with no cloud cover, so.
Yeah, but this snow is like blinding.
Yeah, it's bright. It's so bright as hell.
I hate
it's time
when
for
it snows.
That 40 bag.
Yeah.
So, we got one. Loose news. I mean, it's not like huge.
It's not like we're bringing the news back.
No. So, our friends over at 3B Video, you know, if you listen to them. Great.
Which if you don't, you should.
You should. They have a really great show. Well, they're making another movie.
It's a sequel.
Tapehead 2, The Return of Jacob Cobb. I think that's the name.
Cobb. I unfortunately have not seen the first one yet.
We will watch it together. It's campy. It's funny. It's good.
I will try to get a copy.
I have a copy.
I want my own copy.
Dustin can send you a link.
I'll be like, listen, I'll buy a copy.
Yeah. But I want to do it on the pod eventually, but there is an Indiegogo for funds, and I backed in honor of We Came From Beneath the Sea.
Very nice.
So if you guys are so inclined, and you know, if you like horror, I mean, obviously, if you're here, you do.
If you like just fun horror.
Yeah, camp. Yeah. A lot of camp.
You guys should check that out.
Yeah, for sure. And you'll hear a little bit from Roger DeMarco a little later in the show. He has a little promo for us.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, that's about it. Go back the Indiegogo if you would like. Let's get this thing made.
Always back.
Yeah.
The horror Indiegogos and Kickstarters. And
as long as they're, like, legit. Don't get scammed.
Yeah. I mean, there's ways to tell that they're not.
Yeah, straight up.
Oh, like, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, so for
just
sure.
Just be careful, I guess. I guess.
Yeah, but let's keep independent horror going. I'm hoping Tapehead 2 is going to be great.
Is bussing.
Yeah,
it's bussing. Absolutely bussing, respectfully.
Yeah.
But that's all I got.
Oh, for sure.
What'd y'all watch this week?
You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Watching
Daredevil.
Again?
Started rewatching it. I hadn't seen it in a while.
I started it like right after we got out of high school, and I remember really liking it, and then I fell off. I started watching The Flash, and then I just kind of fell off for a while. I do need to pick that up again since it's done. They're probably going to bring him back in some capacity.
Yeah, Daredevil's pretty good so far.
What season are you on?
I'm only on the first season.
Aren't there three?
There's three of them. I'm watching that, enjoying that. Charlie Cox is just the perfect.
Dude, he's a great actor.
He's great.
Yeah. I'm hoping that he either gets the show back or gets, like, his own movie or some shit.
Yeah. I know. I would like to see another show with him because I feel like Daredevil works well. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've already discussed, like, how we think that he might team up with Spider-Man in the future.
Spider-Man!
It'd be cool to see him in Moon Knight as well.
Dude, that would be lit.
That's the one that actually makes me want to sign up for Disney Plus, to be honest.
Yeah, Moon Knight looks great.
Have you guys seen Eternals yet? I haven't.
I've seen the Eternals.
So, I guess the post-credit scene, Blade speaks?
Yeah, so
how do you say his name? Is it
Mahershala
Ali.
Mahershala. He says something like, you don't know what you're getting into or something like that.
He says something on the lines of, are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah, because he's the, it's Kit Harington. I forget his character in that he plays.
Black Knight.
Yeah, Black
Knight. His name's Dan or something.
Yeah, but he's going to grab the sword in London and Blade, it's confirmed it's Blade, talks, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I think they're setting up Midnight Suns.
That would be cool.
That dude.
Listen.
Listen.
You get Blade. You get Black Knight. You get Ghost Rider. You got Midnight Sun.
Honestly, I have a question. Do you think Nick Cage could return as Ghost Rider?
No.
And do good at it?
No, because I would like to see somebody else do it.
Yeah.
Nick Cage think, what's that guy's now, name?
Well, would be cool to
Zolo from Cobra Kai would play a really great... What was the newest... The guy that he drives the car, not the motorcycle.
Robbie Reyes?
He would do a really great Robbie Reyes, I think.
I would like to see Johnny Blaze. Like, classic motorcycle, you know.
Stop man.
Yeah. Like, I think it would be cool. Or they did Danny Ketch. And then, I mean...
Danny Ketch is super underrated, too. No one talks about him.
And what they could do is they could kind of... This has been my idea for, like, a Ghost Rider show for a long time, is to do the 80s run of Ghost Rider with Danny Ketch. Like, you know, he's Ghost Rider, he becomes Ghost Rider, and then Johnny shows up, no longer Ghost Rider, but it's kind of like a mentor figure for him. Kind of how, like, Cog is in Spawn.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I would love to see that. So, because it kind of would already establish lore within the Marvel Universe, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, that, hey, you know, there's been many Ghost Riders, and... I would like to see that. That's what I would do.
That'd be lit.
Ghost Rider.
And plus, like, Danny Ketch is, like, you know, Johnny Blaze is great. He's a great character, but Danny Ketch is a more relatable.
No one talks about Danny Ketch, though.
Which is just nuts.
It's either people talk about Robbie Reyes because he's new. He's the newest. I haven't been keeping up. He was one of the newest iterations.
Yeah.
And then Johnny Blaze, obviously. Yeah.
Robbie's really well written, too. And he's relatable as a character, too. But Danny is such a relatable character. At least for me.
I think they should do a show on Disney because they own Ghost Rider as a property.
Yeah.
I forget what the storyline's called. I read it when we were in high school. It's where the three of them team up.
Yeah.
There's a team up arc where Johnny Blaze, Danny Ketch, and Robbie Reyes team up against all their villains, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I would just like to see that, because if they're going with this way with, like, Blade and Black Knight and Moon Knight and all that, Ghost Rider has got to be around the
corner. If they're moving toward, like, Midnight Suns, even as, like, a miniseries, that'd be cool. I'd be satisfied. Because especially since we're getting that game. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm not too impressed with that.
I hate that it's turn-based. Yeah. If they made it more like Ultimate Alliance, I'd like it a lot. But I personally hate turn-based combat.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
Like, that's why Final Fantasy is really not my bag or anything like that.
Pokemon, all that shit.
I can play Pokemon.
Yeah, the only reason I like Pokemon so much is because that was, like, the first game franchise that I really played. I had, like, Red and Silver. So I was just like, hell yeah, bitch.
Pokemon. Yeah, I consistently played Pokemon too, but, like, Final Fantasy I never got, and then I had a couple other games as a kid that were turn-based, and I'm like, it's just not for me.
Final Fantasy wasn't my thing either.
Yeah.
I gotta say, though, Oscar Isaacs is gonna be a great fucking Spectre. Slash Moon Knight.
I hope they let him swear, because, like, the memes of, like, Dracula's a fucking loser and shit in the comics.
Get back here, you fucking loser.
And just bring in Punisher, and then they could roast each other the entire time.
Oh, dude, that'd be
Punisher
so great.
Punisher calls him crazy, and he goes, hey, Frank, your family's still dead? And, like,
yeah, I like their banter back and forth. It's good.
I think that the suit in the trailer looks really good, too.
Yeah. In the trailer for Moon Knight, Victor Von Doom is on the truck. Von Doom is, so he's driving the truck in the cab, and you see right behind it says Von Doom Industries.
Yeah, that's lit. I hope they set up Dr. Doom to be like,
what
have
if he gets
country
his own show or something.
Well,
shit.
The Fantastic Four are coming.
Yeah.
To phase, what phase were we in? Four? Five?
It's
five.
Expected that they're either going to debut in Doctor Strange 2 or Ant-Man 3.
I think Doctor Strange 2 would be a great place for them to.
Ant-Man 3.
I saw, so. You guys aren't on TikTok, but I saw this one the other day. It was this guy speculating about Doctor Strange 2 and, like, bringing Wolverine back. So, like, it's like he was picturing a scene where Wolverine's coming in, but he's really sick from the adamantium because it's poisoning him.
Yeah.
So it's like Doctor Strange teleports him to Wakanda, and then Shuri transplants his adamantium with vibranium, and he's in the MCU now.
By the way, we're probably not going to see much of Shuri anymore because she's anti-vax, and apparently...
Get fucked! Well, no, she's back. I saw that she's back on set the other day. They started working again.
I had heard that they're trying to, like... They're doing, like, Black Panther 2, and then that's going to be it for her. That's what I've heard.
I mean, I don't.
No comment, I guess. I don't know.
Necessarily don't agree with her, but I mean, she has her opinion.
Yeah,
yeah. It's her opinion. Can't have a fucking opinion. Like, I don't.
Well, like, the thing is like, you can't make a workplace unsafe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that.
So,
I mean, we're all vaccinated individuals.
Yeah, like, I think if people are able to get the vaccine, they should. But at the same time, I can respect somebody's opinion and not wanting to get it. I'm not looking to force a vaccine down their throat that they don't understand. Like, people have a right to say no to that. That's just me, man.
I suppose.
That's just me, man.
That's just what I heard, though. Like, I remember being on Twitter, and they were like,
yeah, anything could fucking happen. Yeah. We don't know. I don't know.
I'm for it, man. I'm all for it. If you guys can get it, go get it. But, you know, I can understand somebody.
I'm not going to say the person's name. Brandon and I were talking about somebody. We all know who was trying to buy a fake vaccine card. And I think it was my boss. We're getting Chinese the other day, and I was like, imagine paying money for something that's free.
Now, if y'all are doing that, you don't
imagine getting a fake vaccine card for like $50 when the vaccine's free.
I guess it's one thing to just refuse the vaccine, but it's another thing to go out and buy a fake card.
Like, that's stupid. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure that's like
spending money for a fraudulent pass free.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Like,
you can't beat sport. Because
the person that Bailey and I were talking about, apparently that's a crime in most places, and you can get.
Well, I don't know if it's a crime.
Like, people were saying it was like a felony.
I don't know. I haven't seen any legislation on it.
But then again, like Aaron Rodgers
morally,
got busted.
Morally, it's wrong.
That.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
For you to go, yeah, I'm vaccinated, here's my card, and then fuck, you spread COVID to everybody. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, is that all you watched?
Really, the only other thing I've had time to watch, Krista.
The back of your eyelids?
Yeah, barely. Krista found this movie on Netflix called The Unforgivable, and we watched that last night. Or night before last.
Wow. What's
and,
about?
It's got Sandra Bullock in it.
I'm in.
She like goes to prison for like 20 years because she allegedly killed the sheriff.
Allegedly.
And like, it's like her struggle of getting out of prison and like trying to restart her life.
Mm.
She's got this sister that she's trying to find. It's a good movie, man. It's a lot of twists and turns, and it's a really good flick.
Is it just a drama?
Kind of. There's some, you kind of an eye opener if you don't really know much about like life after prison and stuff. Like, you kind of just like, damn, that really sucks. So a lot of that shit's really accurate.
Mm.
Well, damn. I'll go ahead and go through mine. So I forgot to mention a movie that I watched last week on the episode. So I watched this movie called Censor. It's one that I've been meaning to.
Heard of that. Was it good?
I heard
it's bonkers.
It is, but let me kind of like tell y'all what I thought. So the concept of it's really cool. So it takes place in like the 80s, and it takes place in the 80s in the UK.
Because,
you know, they had like the video nasties over there. So like the main character is a film censor who decides which films get put on that list. And so in ways it's very like meta, because it acknowledges like other horror movies. Like, there's a scene where they have like a box full of VHSs, and there's like Evil Dead in there and all that shit. So
I mean, I wouldn't call that that's just a really weird, not an argument, but like, what makes a movie metatextual? Is it acknowledging that horror movies exist in your universe?
Yes.
I guess. I don't know. That's another conversation for a different time.
I agree with that.
I'd say metatext is I don't know. It's just, I'm thinking out loud at this point. Just keep going.
Or you just be like Scream, where you realize horror movies are a thing in your universe, and you're in one. So.
Well, if you realize that you're in a universe, then that means that's self-aware.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Which is metatext.
Yes. It's weird.
Yeah, you're kinda. Right. It's weird. It's fucked up.
But anyways, like, it's got a good concept.
They shatter the glass ceiling.
Where you follow this film censor who's totally against all these horror movies because they're graphic nature.
Let me guess, they're a serial killer.
Rape and all this other shit. No.
Fuck, that would have been a great plot twist. Like, this dude
I'm
or
not
woman.
Spoil it. It's
this dude or woman just, like, censors movies, but is, like, the actually is, like, the worst serial killer ever.
I'm not going to spoil it. It's a woman, by the way.
She's Jack the Ripper.
But I liked the concept. I thought that the first two acts, while it was kind of interesting to follow, I thought that they were slow and kind of dragging.
Mm.
And then once shit happens in the third act, it kind of starts to get good, but it ends abruptly, and I kind of don't like that. So it was a film I was looking for. It came out last year. It's on Hulu. You can watch it. It was a film I was looking forward to watching because I heard it took place in the 80s, and it's about like a film censor and all that. So I was like, ooh, that sounds kind of cool.
Mm.
Mm.
But because of just how long it took for shit to get kind of like set up and then how it ended like so abruptly, it kind of fell flat to me.
Right.
But I mean, it's worth checking out. Like, if you're into shit like that, you know.
I'll check it out at some point.
Wow.
Put it on the list.
But other than that, I've kind of been I've had another anime itch.
I know you've watched what's like Jujutsu something.
Jujutsu Kaisen. I finished all that. That's great. And then
is it Parasite?
I'm over halfway through Parasite the Maxim, and that's probably the best anime for horror fans.
I've heard of it.
Pretty great.
I found this movie on Amazon Prime the other day. It was like an anime. It was a Japanese horror movie. It was anime.
Perfect Blue.
No, I'll have to tell you after we record because I forget.
Perfect Blue's one that anime fans recommend to horror fans all the time.
I want
to... It's like a mystery thriller.
I heard that's good.
I want to start reading Junji Ito's stuff.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of his books at Barnes & Noble. Yeah, he does like body horror shit.
It's like science fiction. He's like the Japanese H.P. Lovecraft, I guess.
Yeah, Hot Topic, actually. I got one of those ads on Facebook the other day. They have a Junji Ito like tea set.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I liked it.
Wow. Yeah. But, I mean, other than that, that's kind of all I've really... I saw, like, some of that Ozark that my parents were watching.
I want to start that. I heard it's really, really fucking good.
They weren't that interested.
I was watching this video podcast I listen to and watch when I'm working, and they were comparing it to, like, Breaking Bad a little bit. How, like... Yeah, they were like, it's Breaking Bad, but better because there's no, like, keeping it a secret from the family or whatever.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Because, like, I
from
guess...
From what I saw, I don't know about that.
Ozark is a good show.
That's
no
how they...
No doubt about it. It's up there. It's a great show. I haven't watched any of the new season really all that much.
There's only four seasons, right?
Yeah.
So far?
So the fourth one that's on Netflix is part one of season four.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to do a part two like later on in the year or something.
Yep.
Which I hate when they do that. I don't know why.
I don't mind it. Like when I was watching the Netflix show The Ranch, they did parts. Yeah. So like each part was half a season and they did eight parts.
Is that show done now? Or
yeah, it's been done for like 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, like, I watched that show with my parents.
I liked that show a lot for some goddamn reason. It itches that spot in my brain, and I'm like, yes.
I don't like Abby as a character.
Abby's a fucking bitch.
I can't stand her, man.
Toward the beginning, she's all right, and in the middle, she kind of dips, and then their marriage shit happens, and it's good, and it's bad, and then the ending, and I'm like, why? Why did you make us go through all this just for this ending to happen? Like,
Ashton Kutcher's a good actor.
I love Ashton Kutcher, bro.
Like, I'm going to be honest. A lot of people love That 70s Show.
I love that show.
I was not a fan.
They're making the sequel show, too, that 90s show.
Yeah.
That actually just got
Red.
Confirmed for pickup, I think.
I like Red, the dad.
Kurtwood Smith.
Yeah.
He's funny. He's in The Ranch. I don't know if you've gotten that far.
Dumbass.
Yeah, I saw his, like, cameo.
Yeah, he's in the last... four parts.
Pretty much like everybody from That 70s Show had like a cameo, almost, you know?
Yeah, Donna wasn't in it. I don't remember her real name.
Fez was in
there. Yeah, Wilder Valderrama, I think his name. Wilmer Valderrama is his name.
Yeah, and then, you know, you got Ashton Kutcher and...
Danny Masterson, obviously.
Yeah, they had to write him off.
Dude, I was so like... That shit's so subjective. Like, I don't know if he actually did those things he was accused of.
Yeah.
I don't know if they fired him for no reason.
But, you know...
But it broke my fucking heart the way they fucking took him out of that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I understand why they did it, because, like, if they would have kept him in, it would have sparked a lot of controversy. They probably would have got their show canceled.
Netflix had to do what they had to do. I mean, look at Kevin Spacey. They took action on that real quick, and that turned out to be fucking true.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's always fucked up. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that's all I've really watched. I'm probably going to start watching Bleach, by the way.
Blech.
So if any...
Isn't that super long?
Yeah, there's like 16 seasons.
Good luck.
And there's, I think there's a couple movies, too.
I know there is Bleach the movie.
Good lord.
But One Piece is way worse.
Oh, One Piece. Like nobody, unless you take out all the filler episodes, which is probably half the show, you still have like 500 episodes to watch.
I mean, Brayden and them watch the anime, and they also watch, they also read the manga, and I'm just like, how?
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. It's too much.
That's literally dedicating all of your time to watching and reading one thing.
That's a commitment.
I mean, can't do it.
I've seen like some of it, like some of the fights that they have in that show is pretty cool. But I don't think I could commit to, like, I think it said that there was, like, 900 episodes.
Yeah, fuck that. I think there's 1,000, actually, or more.
Because it's still going, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's never going to fucking stop.
That kind of fucking sucks. I don't know if it's worth all that shit.
Definitely not.
What we need is the guys who make Castlevania to make Berserk, because I know they want to.
Mm-hmm.
True. I've only seen the first
I think it's
going to
be a lot harder now that the creator and main guy that did Berserk died.
Yeah,
might be harder to get rights for that stuff unless his family's really cool. I don't know if he had family, like son or a wife or anything.
But yeah, I mean, we'll see.
I do want to pick up the Berserk manga like volumes because there's five or six of them.
The fuck, I'll tell you, the Black Swordsman arc, which is the first arc, is great.
Mm.
The Conviction arc is great, and people go back and forth whether it's like a mini arc or just kind of part of the Conviction arc. But I think it's an arc. The Lost Children arc is...
The only exposure I have to Berserk is the Golden Age movies on Netflix.
Golden Age arc's overrated. Yeah. But it's good. It's just...
Like the Band of the Hawk era.
Yeah.
Like they just keep fucking doing it over and over again.
Which, don't get me wrong, it's a great part of the manga and it sets up a lot of the story. But I prefer like the kind of rugged guts on its own, like killing
but
demons.
You gotta watch like the 90s version of the Band of the Hawk anime.
I've seen that too.
On Netflix is good.
Like, it's fine. I just don't like that fucking animation, you know?
Yeah. They use some CGI but most of it's like hand-drawn, I'm pretty sure, one on Netflix.
Like,
there's a version on Crunchyroll that's all CGI.
Yeah.
I watched on YouTube the 90s series, and then on Netflix I don't know if it's still on there, they have the Golden Age trilogy of movies.
But yeah, like those are good.
Those are good.
The 90s series and the Netflix is just, it's a remake of the 90s anime.
Yeah, I know.
But they did add some shit, like the Skull Knight.
Titties.
Like Skull Knight, he wasn't in the 90s one, and
even though he's a really big part of the story. Yeah. And
they kind of like did the Berserk anime in the 90s too early, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because that was like when, I think his name's Kentaro Miyama or whatever.
Kentaro Miura.
Yeah, like that's when he pretty much just started.
Yeah.
I think if they would have waited like, I don't know, another decade, they would have had plenty of shit to go off of.
It's kind of a shame we'll never get like a full ending of Berserk.
Yeah, but a lot of people will tell you, if you're going to get into Berserk, just read the manga, because
it's very hard to adapt Berserk.
Yeah.
I do want to read that at some point.
Like, even if we do get like a good adaptation of Berserk, there's still so much they can't do, because the manga is extremely fucked.
Just, it's fucked and it's crazy, but it's such a well-written story.
The idea, I don't know how fast I'm skipping. All I know is there's a group of mercenaries that get betrayed by their leader, who sells his soul and sacrifices them.
To get his own kingdom.
He kind of becomes a godlike being in the process.
That's pretty much all I know about it, and then like the rest of the arc is Guts trying to get back.
He also, unfortunately, rapes Casca in the process of that, which was not fun to see.
Yeah, and Guts had to watch that. Like,
his hand or his arm bitten off by
he cut it off.
Yeah.
He tried to stab it off with a sword, or he tried to stab the monster with a sword. The sword breaks, and with his broken sword, he cuts his fucking hand off.
Yeah.
And then goes to try to confront Griffith, but then another monster gets on top of him and gouges his eye out.
Yeah, like... The thing is like before that we were going like before like the hell scene. We're going on a tangent here, but before the hell scene, we were supposed to get like in the manga there is like the Y lad,
Yeah,
thing.
The big
we could not
man.
Get that.
Nah,
we
could not get Monkey.
Yeah, we could not get Y-Lad in an adaptation because that shit was
it's
extremely
brutal.
Fucked.
Brutal and it's nuts.
Like as soon as you see him, he's just like raping like three women at one time.
Yep.
And I'm just like, holy fuck.
Then like what happens later on when they try to confront, he confronts Guts and the Banner of the Hawk and it gets fucking nuts.
Yeah.
The fucking, I love like the first, the Black Swordsman arc when Guts kills the Snake Baron. Like it's so good.
Yeah.
So fucking good. Big ass snake monster guy and Guts just like cuts him down and then tortures him essentially.
It's funny because you have all these like animes and mangas where like the main characters or like the group of main characters are like these powerful beings with like powers and then just Guts is like a big ass dude with a big ass sword.
He's Angie.
Yeah, he's basically Doom Guy.
Power of Angie.
He's yeah. basically Doom Guy but in the Middle Ages.
No like, sleep, I Angie.
The best like... The Lost Children arc, I think it's the best, one of the best combat sections in there. He's fighting like this moth apostle,
yeah,
and like this forest around them is burning, and he fucking gets like he's engulfed in flames. And there's like these cocoons that have these like children in it that are turning into these fairies. He fucking just slices one open and just lets it extinguish him. And he's just sitting there with this thing like bones and guts in his mouth, and he bites through the guts and shit. It's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, once he gets, like, the skull armor or whatever, the berserk armor.
The berserker armor.
Yeah, like, then he's, like, not really, like, just a guy with a sword anymore. Yeah. But
if someone ever decided to do, like, a proper live action of that, the dude they chose to play Guts would have to be so fucking jacked.
Yeah, he would
they've
have to
actually,
be big chunks.
I think they've done, like, a live action movie, and it was only, like, aired in Japan. But from what I saw, it doesn't look very good. But that's just like, how it goes with live-action anime adaptations.
I mean, on top of like being engulfed in flames, his hand's fucked up and broken. So yeah. He ties his sword to his hand, and there's like blood and shit gushing out of this wound. He starts fighting this big-ass moth apostle. They like go up into the air, and she goes to sting him in the face. And you're like, oh, shit, he's dead. And like, because she stings him in the head. Yeah. And little did you know that like right before she does it, he turns his head. So her stinger goes through his cheek and through, like, the opening of his mouth and out his other cheek. And then he bites down on her stinger and then takes out his arm cannon and shoots her in the gut. Like,
yeah. Like, you...
We need a Bloodborne-style game, but just Berserk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
straight
like,
up.
Whoever brought up Berserk, yeah, we had to go on a tangent.
It was only, like, 12 minutes. It's fine.
Yeah.
Sorry, I like Berserk.
Yes. Zach used to play the video game all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of his obsessions a couple years ago.
It's a fun game.
I know, it looked fun. I never played it. Is that all you watched?
Yeah. Yep.
I went out of character this week. I finished 3 TV shows this week.
Wow.
I finished Chucky, finally.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. I liked it. I think season 2 is going to be absolutely fucking bonkers.
Still yeah, I mean, there's some shit going
on. Is that streaming
on.
Anywhere?
Peacock.
Mm. I can let you use mine. I think you could run 2 or more accounts.
Probably.
Or 2 or more devices on an account.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
What else? I finished Hawkeye in 2 days.
That's a good show.
Hawkeye was so fucking good, dude.
A lot of people were shitting on it, but I like it.
I think they were probably just shitting on
it. I like that Yelena came back because I love her.
Yeah,
people are probably shitting on
what?
It because it's Hawkeye.
This is crazy.
A lot of people are like, dude, he's just a guy.
I also love Hailee Steinfeld. Like, that is...
Yeah,
she's great.
Kate Bishop is great.
Mm. She's funny.
I mean, you get Kingpin, baby.
Wilson Fisk, back.
He's got his Hawaii shirt.
Yeah, I thought that was real funny.
Dude, something got spoiled for me for Book of Boba Fett, and I'm mad.
I'm mad. Don't say it, because I just started that show.
I like Book of Boba Fett.
But I like what I've seen so far.
I mean, because
I think it's a little slow because I'm only in the first 2 episodes.
A lot of build up, and I hope
because like isn't the first like 4 episodes like the beginning of the Mandalorian season 1 ish?
No.
So do the shows like Mandalorian and Boba Fett? Do they like blend in together?
I guess episode 5 and 6
during,
have
like,
to do with the Mandalorian plot.
Yeah, okay. Episode 5 and 6 have to do with Din Djarin.
But basically, yeah. Like, because that got spoiled for me, I want to watch the show now.
Well, watch it.
It's a very slow build-up.
I'm hoping it pays off, because it's kind of... I mean, it's not boring, but it's just slow.
I like it.
Like, I don't care about these Tusken Raiders, bro. They got genocided.
Cool. I think it's cool that they show what happens to Boba after the Sarlacc pit. And, like,
I do
the
like
fucking
that.
Sarlacc pit.
I do like
cool.
that.
When he wakes up and he's like, eh?
Do the Tusken Raiders go, ah? In this
I wish.
A Jawa knocks him the fuck out.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's like in the first 10 minutes of the episode, Boba Fett crawls out of the Sarlacc pit and these Jawas are stealing his armor and he looks up at him and this Jawa just...
Yeah, knocks the fuck out of him.
But yeah, like, part of me's mad that that got spoiled, but the other part of me is like, fuck, I need to watch that.
Well, now. You need to watch Mandalorian, too, because that's a damn good show.
I've seen the first season, I just haven't seen the
season two of The Mandalorian's damn good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Really good. What else did I watch? I finished Mando season two. I only had to watch the last two episodes.
We can't talk about it, because... Brandon hasn't
seen it. I know, but it's why. I've already known about the ending because it got spoiled for me a long time ago.
But bro. Nut.
I'm hoping, so like, you know Sebastian Stan, people want him to play the character because they look a lot alike.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, because there's a show coming called Tales of the Jedi, and they're thinking that's what it's going to be about.
I already know what the fuck you're talking about, you idiot.
Oh, I didn't blatantly say it, so we can be talking about anything.
You should still watch it, though.
Even though we're talking about it, when you see it, because when I saw it, my jaw was on
because,
the floor.
Like, yeah, it was great. They wanted Sebastian Stan to play this character, for those who haven't, those listening who haven't seen
just
the
fucking
show
say
yet.
It.
No, don't say it.
Pussy.
They wanted him to play this character, like, not that long after, like, Civil War came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look a lot alike.
Because, yeah, like... Because I don't know, like, in Winter Soldier, he had his, like, face covered up for, like, most of it. But in, like, Civil War, I mean, that's a whole-ass man now.
Yeah, that's a grown-ass man.
And people were like, oh, my God, he looks like this actor who played this character in this franchise, you know? Pizza's here.
Pizza here.
Pizza time.
Sorry, we ordered pizza to eat after we record. So... I'll just edit that out. Let's take a moment to hear about our Patreon. If you guys didn't know, the Slashcast Podcast Network has a Patreon. Two tiers. We have a $3 tier and a $5 tier. And you get exclusive content from all the shows in the Slashcast Podcast Network. And pizza time. And we appreciate if you guys join the Patreon. We would love it a lot. Actually, we're actually going to have our February episode out next week, I believe.
Hell yeah, bitch.
It is a commentary on a movie called The Monster Project.
Yeah.
So
it was Zach's pick. I've never seen it.
Keep an eye out for that. I do believe it's going to be next week or the week after. It will release this month, however. So if you guys would really like to join, link in the description of the episode. Or if you guys just want to type it in right now, it's patreon.com/SNC Network.
Yeah.
And yeah, let's move on.
Hell Alien.
Yeah, Alien, bro. Alien.
In space, no one can hear no
one can hear you cream.
Cream 5.
Cream 5. 5 cream.
Nobody can hear you steam.
So.
This is that Ridley
Scott. One of the absolute best sci-fi movies ever fucking made.
Correct.
So holy fucking shit.
Before we get into it, like I wanted to say, like the last time I watched these, which is quite a while back, I actually like this one better than Aliens. Because most of the fan base are like Alien or Aliens, and then the rest of them they either think are okay or bad.
My opinion is Alien is the best sci-fi movie of all time, and Aliens is the absolute best sequel to anything of all time.
But anyways.
Nobody chooses their favorite children. So, Alien and Aliens is like the same to me.
And then Alien 3 is your redheaded stepchild. So
I like Alien
3. Or Alien Resurrection, I mean.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, when I watched this last night, or this morning, I mean. Yeah, this morning.
Yeah, I watched it this morning,
God damn,
too.
I'm fucking shit with my memory, but...
You're saying I was up till 5 a.m.
But, yeah, like, I was like, I don't know, I think I'm going to like Aliens better this time around.
Yeah.
Like, this movie's still great, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not taking anything away from it, but I'm just like... I'm just ready for the fun, you know? This is more, like, serious and suspenseful.
Yeah, this is...
I mean, would argue that Blade Runner is up there, too.
Blade Runner is a, you know, Blade Runner is an, I didn't know this till the other day. It's a adaptation of Philip K. Dick's novel, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? I had no fucking idea.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'm stupid for that or just oblivious, but.
No, you just didn't know.
Blade Runner, I think that's cool.
You don't have
I've
to be stupid or oblivious, you just didn't know.
I'm both of them at all times.
Okay. Blade Runner is a movie I've never took the time to watch.
I've seen it. Maybe twice.
I saw the director's cut when I had it on VHS.
And I liked it both times I watched it.
There's so many fucking versions of that movie, though. Like,
there is.
So fucking many.
But it's good nonetheless.
Yeah.
Now that's another Ridley Scott movie, by the way, just in case you guys didn't know that.
Is Blade Runner... Does Blade Runner have Bruce Willis in it?
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of the fifth element. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You know Harrison Ford was going to be in Alien?
Yeah.
He turned down the role.
Yep.
He said, look, I already did that.
I did Star Wars 2 years ago.
I'm the bad man from the Star Wars.
He's like, I already did that stupid, nerdy Star Wars movie. I don't need to do any more.
Great, kid. Don't get cocky.
I don't know if you've ever seen like Harrison Ford like interviews, like when they have him talk about...
He does not give a shit about it.
He just hates his fucking life when he talks about Star Wars.
Yeah, he's just like, God damn it. That's
he's like, will y'all talk about anything else?
I'd rather talk to Harrison Ford about Indiana Jones and Star Wars.
Or Blade Runner, to be honest.
I love Indiana Jones, bro.
Dude, Indiana Jones was like my shit. Like, I played the Lego game when I was a kid.
Yeah, I got that. I had that on my DS, bro.
Like, I played Scared Snakes.
Yeah. I played the Lego game, like the Lego Indiana Jones, before I played the Lego Star Wars, which might seem hard for
I did too.
But I was just like, what the fuck, you want to feel
old as fuck? That game came out in 2007. Yeah. The first Lego Indiana Jones for the DS released in 2007.
Like when I was a kid, I was like, what the fuck is Indiana Jones? And then my parents were like, you don't know what the fuck Indiana Jones is? What
the fuck's wrong with you?
And then so they bought me the Lego game, and then I was like, okay, now I got to see the movie.
There was a, do you remember the mini game where you had to get the monkey brains?
Yeah.
And you cooked them?
Oh, that's actually, I'm trying to think now. Because I'm about to ask all those questions. This is kind of off topic, but favorite Indiana Jones movie?
Probably Raiders.
I love Raiders, but I absolutely adore The Last Crusade.
Yeah. I don't know.
Raiders of the Lost Ark as well.
You can't go wrong with like, you know, like
they're
the first
all good.
Three.
They're all good.
I think subjectively, Raiders of the Lost Ark has one of the absolute best openings to a movie ever.
I would have to agree.
Like, dude, it's so fucking good.
I mean,
good.
It's so iconic and it's quoted all the time.
Every few years I go through this stage of like I watch the entire trilogy cuz I don't acknowledge the fourth one. I watch the trilogy over and over and over every couple of years.
Is Crystal Skull the fourth one?
Yes. Yeah. I don't acknowledge one aliens, that one's right? ass with aliens. Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. It's got fucking aliens for some reason.
Fuck it. I can't stand that one for some reason. I just
thought great.
I think they waited too long to do it.
I just think it's just poorly written compared to like the other three.
Shitty ass movie.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to anybody who likes that movie, but we don't.
I don't think any dude. If anyone liked the only thing cool about fucking Indiana Jones 4, they released a limited time M&M flavor, coconut M&Ms, I believe.
Yeah, I remember that.
When did Indiana Jones 4 come out? Like it was like 2008,
2009. 2009 or 2010. Because I lived in New York at the time.
It's hard to believe there's only like what four.
Yeah, they're making a fifth one. They're making a fifth one. I believe Harrison Ford is attached, but also a younger guy. I don't think Shia LaBeouf's in it, obviously.
Shia LaBeouf.
They're probably retconning that.
Actual human cannibal,
Shia LaBeouf. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Shia,
oh,
surprise!
Shia LaBeouf.
Don't get me wrong. I like Shia LaBeouf. I think he is a talented actor, but that script he received for Indiana Jones 4 was so fucking bad.
Yeah,
like I love Transformers from 2008.
Yeah, that was right off the back of Transformers.
Or 2007.
Yeah, I think he got that role because of Transformers.
And then he got a shit script, so he's like, I'm probably just gonna act.
2008.
2008. Holy fucking shit.
2008.
God damn. So that was before I lived in New York.
I think that they should reboot it. Like maybe they should have Harrison Ford come back for one more.
I think that's what they're doing for 5, and then they might reboot
old
it.
Old ass Indiana Jones.
They're making the Indiana Jones
we're
game.
Supposed to talk about Alien.
Well, now I forgot they're making the Indiana Jones game, bro.
Is it gonna be like Tomb Raider?
I hope it's like Uncharted,
but with Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I hope so.
Does it have Legos in it?
I hope I can. I hope I can fucking bullwhip somebody in the mouth. Just.
Yeah. Like that, where the dude's doing the sword trick and Indy just pulls out the revolver and pops him.
Oh, it's so good.
That should be like a special move in the game. It's like...
Just, or just have it be like an Arc of Origins moment when you're fighting the electrocutioner and he's you like just, hyping himself
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you one-shot him.
Fucking one-shot
Dude, put Indiana Jones in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
Do it, pussy.
Put him in there. Put him in there.
But have Harrison Ford voice him, please.
Yeah, we should get back to Alien.
Yeah, Alien. How did we get on this topic? Anyway.
Talked about Blade Runner.
Oh, Harrison Ford was supposed to play Dylan, I think.
Dylan.
Or Dallas.
Yeah.
So, Alien. Such a good movie.
I just want to say Parker is my favorite character in this
movie. John Hurt is such a fucking dipshit in this movie.
He really is.
Don't touch it. Don't hurt it. Like, bro.
Don't hurt it.
This thing is trying to fuck you.
Also, like, Ash is really cool.
I hate to be stereotypical, but I think, honestly, I love Ripley the most in all these movies.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be that way.
Yeah, I know, but like... Dude, Ripley was not supposed to be a woman either.
Yeah, it was a man.
Ripley was written as a man. I forget the story of how it came to be.
Oh, girl, the other lady in this movie auditioned to be Ripley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Sigourney Weaver got the role instead.
And Meryl Streep was also up for the role too, which is really surprising.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all heard, but like Dan O'Bannon, who wrote this movie.
Yeah, wrote the screenplay.
This movie was supposed to be like so like cheesy and stupid.
When
like your typical like...
I believe Ripley's getting, he do rewrites on this.
Yeah. Like I remember hearing like Roger Corman was supposed to produce this movie originally.
Really?
Yeah.
So I didn't even.
Yeah, it was gonna.
If Roger Corman attached to this, it would have been an entirely different.
It
would have
been a stupid ass low budget B movie.
Slumber Party Massacre in Space.
Yeah.
Yes.
But also, like the alien was supposed to be like a green blob originally.
Yeah. H.R. Giger, which he deserves all the credit. He's a Swedish artist. I mean, obviously, if you know Alien, you know H.R. Giger. He did a series of art. It was like biomechanical
creature.
So he invented the xenomorph, and I forget how he got attached to this, but the xenomorph was
inspired by his work.
Yes, and it had eyes in the artwork. It had eyes, and when he was consulted for the movie, he said, "Take the eyes off." Yeah, he's like, "We don't need the eyes. It's going to be scarier if this creature does not have eyes."
Yeah.
Can you just imagine a xenomorph with like a big set of like googly eyes?
I was gonna say he's got
big
ass googly eyes.
Well, but it's like at the bottom, so they have to like look up.
Yeah, they're on his like little mouth. He's got little eyes on.
But
yeah, I mean, like there's this movie's a classic,
dude. I forgot how long it was. The last time I watched this, it was when you lived at that one place.
Yeah,
that we don't name anymore.
Yeah,
we had that. We had that sleepover.
Yeah,
Brandon was there. Our buddy Timmy was there.
We watched this, and I think
Freddy versus Jason X. And we played Black Ops Zombies like all night.
Yeah, that was a fun time. We had a fucking choir thing in the next morning.
I walked into the school with a big ass TV because I brought a TV over.
We had to wake up. I wasn't in show choir, so like they just dropped me off on the way. But like we had to wake up at like 5 in the fucking morning,
and we were up until like 3.
Yeah,
we were like, what the fuck.
Timmy broke a glass.
Yeah, we all went to go lay down.
Oh, that was you.
We all laid down to go to sleep, and all of a sudden I hear...
Well, I was handing Bailey a pillow, and the pillow, like, swung and knocked the glass off the goddamn...
It woke me up. And
fuck.
I was like, shit, dude, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean it.
I was like, move your fucking glass.
that was a good night, man. Forever ago.
Classic.
That's the last time I saw Alien.
Yeah.
Damn.
We didn't even finish it.
I saw Alien. The last time I saw it was shortly after we graduated, which I think when we had that sleepover was our senior year.
Yeah, it was our senior year.
I don't know.
It was Timmy's freshman year, our senior year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was kind of awkward because of where you lived, but it was still fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was a good time.
But back to the alien. Alien.
Alien.
Basically.
Shit's fucked, yo. So, I really like the idea of, like, so, also, how does the Nostromo, big-ass ship.
Yeah.
7 people operate this motherfucker.
Big booty ship.
That's how do 7 people run this whole thing?
That's all they need, baby.
So, they're coming
Most
back.
Most of it's automated.
Yeah, they're coming back from a hauling mission. They have, like it's 20 million tons.
Yeah.
It's like they have 20 million tons of material they're hauling back.
Yep.
And
they're like space truckers, essentially.
Yeah, straight up. And I think that's hilarious when you think about it that way. Breaker, breaker, 1-9.
But yeah, like they have Mother the AI that I guess kind of like autopilots.
She handles most of the ships. Yeah.
And they all wake up in the beginning, which I think it's cool. They have like cryo sleep.
Yeah, the cryo sleep's cool. It's because they're spending all this time in space.
Now. Yeah, they have to travel light years.
Now. Yeah. Like you go to sleep no matter what.
Yeah.
Just fucking get in there.
Wake up 200 years in the future.
You time it, be like, wake me up in 8 hours, you know, or 800 like
years
that.
Later.
Yeah.
The plot of Futurama.
Real shit.
Real shit. But,
damn. There's aliens.
So, yeah, they all wake up, and it's obviously time to go do something. And they get work. They get thrown off course. They're like, yeah, let's go check this shit out.
They're like, Mother, how the fuck did we get this far off course? And it's because she's responding to...
Chicken sandwich.
She's responding to a distress signal. Yeah.
Mother said, we're going to Wendy's. Why? Chicken sandwich.
Because egg. They sell eggs.
Where's
at Wendy's
the beef?
Now.
Yeah. So they're going to a distress beacon. For some goddamn reason, Mother's like,
Mother's like, oh, this motherfucker's spitting.
Yeah. So they go there, and Ripley's like, she's not having. She's like, no, I don't want this.
She's a senior officer she's a senior officer on board. Dallas is the captain, I'm pretty sure.
Parker and Brett are like the engineers.
Dude, I love them, man.
Yeah, they're my favorites.
John Hurt is he a doctor? Or
Hurt's just fucking there, to be honest.
Rest in peace, by the way.
Yeah, I can't remember what he is on the ship.
He might just be like another, like either operator of the ship or a scientist.
I know Ash is the senior medical officer.
Yeah. So they go there, and they're exploring, and they find this like huge mechanical thing. They don't know what it is. They're like,
Yeah, and like also, like we got to mention too, like real quick, because it's kind of funny, like Parker and Brett are like the engineers. They keep the ship running, yet they don't get paid as good as everybody else.
Yeah.
And they're bitching about it the entire movie.
By the way, is it known they work for Weyland-Yutani in this movie?
I don't think they work for Weyland-Yutani.
I think they're just fucking freelancers.
It's something else. They're contracted by somebody else.
I see. Weyland-Yutani doesn't come until next movie.
Yeah, you don't get introduced to Weyland-Yutani until the next one. Ash works for Weyland-Yutani.
Yeah,
definitely.
Because he was sent there to
do... If you know, you know, but we'll get there. You know.
Yeah. So I forget the guy's name that gets attacked. But he gets attacked by a facehugger, and it breaks the seal on his mask.
Yeah, and... Which that scene's cool too. Like when you see like the room full of eggs.
Yeah, and
the fog.
I like it does the POV shot.
Yeah,
where he's going through and he's sweeping the room with the light, and just all of a sudden, boom, he's fucked.
There's one thing I really like about this movie is that it's so futuristic. Like you know, it's so far in the future that obviously there's fucking space travel.
Right.
But like it feels so. It doesn't feel so far fetched.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the technology.
I believe the year is 2037 and Alien.
Like the technology is so it seems so feasible. Like it's something that like, oh yeah, they just pump that out.
It's definitely not in our lifetime maybe that it's attainable for that.
But like you know what I mean? Like you look at it and you're just like, wow, that doesn't seem so far fetched.
So by 2037, Elon Musk should make the Tesla Nostromo.
Yes. Even like down to like when they're walking on the planet heading into the ship, like their body cams.
Yeah.
Like that shit looks like shit.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? This is some VHS.
I did forget to mention the beginning when it's Mother's operating the computer and stuff.
Yeah.
It keeps flashing to that emergency helmet.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
That shot's really good.
She's like, all right, wake up.
But yeah, he gets attacked and they all regroup and they're going back to the ship and Ripley's like, you're not fucking boarding my ship.
Quarantine.
Yeah, they're like, we have a quarantine protocol. If you come on this ship, we're all fucked. They're like, nope.
I love the line between her and Dallas. She's like, so you just want me to disobey a direct order? He goes, you're goddamn right.
Yeah.
And then Ash is like, I'm going to let him in.
Yeah Ash is stupid.
Yeah. Well, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
Bring his ass on board and that thing is wrapped. They're trying to get it off.
Yeah.
And it like constricts the tail constricts around his neck and like presses into his face more.
So yeah, you imagine if you try to like pull it off with your hands.
And I like how it like cocoons the head.
Yeah,
so they have to cut the cocoon off to get the facehugger off.
And they kind of when they do an X-ray, they see like this tube that the facehugger like shoved down his
throat.
That's
a penis.
And it's like giving him air. Like, yeah, this thing is breathing for him.
But it's also a penis.
Yeah. It's a dick.
He's got a dick down his throat.
He so if no you're if you're on a, if you're unaffiliated with Alien, the face hugger is like the pregnancy. It, that is the
it's funny
how they birth the alien.
It's funny how they the process of them trying to figure out how they want the alien to get on board the ship is like. He just like the Dave O'Bannon wrote this.
That his Dan O'Bannon.
Dan O'Bannon. Yeah. He struggled so hard trying to figure out how to get the motherfucker on the ship, and then he had a dream one night, and then he wakes up and he calls the producer and he's like, "Look, what if he rapes them?
What?"
Yeah, and they're like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, what if the alien has sex with them?" So they fucking like go through this whole process of doing that, and they ended up with the facehugger.
You what? Well, it is honestly fucking ingenious, like. It's so unique. Iconic to the Alien franchise.
It's unique.
It like, is.
You've never seen anything like that before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a whole ass thing, basically.
They try to cut it off, too.
Yeah, they try to cut it off. It bleeds acid. Yeah. You know, if you're a Xenomorph fan, you know that. You know. Yeah,
and then they kind of scurry down to see how far this acid goes. And this motherfucker eats through, like, three floors of the ship.
Which is why I actually say that, like, because I remember there was, like, some kind of like post on social media is like, who would win, the thing or a xenomorph? And I'm like, the xenomorph.
Yeah.
Technically, when you think about it, because if the fucking thing tries to bite into it, he's going to get dissolved by acid.
Between that and then even if he tries like the body dysmorphia and all that, like trying to fuse with it.
Yeah.
There was no. I don't think the alien structure that would last.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, like, it is kind of like a tricky topic, but I truly think that, you know, like, if the fucking thing were to try to, like, eat it or whatever, it wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
That'd
be scary. We saw, like, a xenomorph hybrid of, like, the thing. That'd be some scary shit.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, time to go.
All right, we leave. Nuke
game over.
Nuke it from orbit. Let's go.
Nuke game. Antarctica.
Game.
When we get back.
Game over.
Michelle, get my strap.
Get my orbital strike.
But anyways, like, somehow, like, they can't find the fucking facehugger. Like, it gets off of them. Then they find it, and it's dead.
Yeah.
They're like, damn.
And then John Hurt's character wakes up, and they're like, oh, my God, let's get you something to eat. And then he fucking...
He seems happy. Like,
yeah, he seems fine.
He's fine, yeah. He's like, I'm good. Yeah, I'm hungry, bro.
And then here comes a level of contention with this movie. So there's a rumor, myth, that's been going on the internet forever, that this scene was one take, and it was, you know, the chestburster scene was two takes. The first take they did, the chestburster didn't rip through the shirt. So it popped, and then it didn't come through like it was supposed to.
He's a late bloomer.
He's
right?
A late bloomer,
bro. He didn't want to come out yet.
He said, I'm not ready.
He's on his own time.
But, that scene, it's so suspenseful because you think he's having a heart attack or something.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, shit.
He's sitting there eating, and he starts choking.
Yeah. Yep. Little do they know.
They're all like, hey, damn, man, you
it's
are?
About to go down.
I mean, he starts convulsing, and they're like trying to hold him down on the table. They're like trying to put this thing in his mouth so he'll calm down.
And his chest fucking explodes.
Yeah, and like you see the splatter of blood, and everybody's just like,
yeah!
Like freaking out.
Which that's also like rumored to be like true reactions as well.
Yeah, like nobody.
I don't know if it is true.
Nobody else knew that was going to happen besides John Hurt and the actor who played Dallas.
I really hope that's true.
Nobody else knew that. I saw it in the Alien thing I own.
Like a making of?
Yeah, there's a making of.
But yeah, in that scene, you just see like the girl plays Lambert. She's like literally...
She's screaming in distress and covered in blood. And, like, that's her... She's actually freaking out.
Yeah.
So that was...
And then the little chest burster, he scurries off the table. Whee!
Kind of looks like...
He's like, y'all got frosted flakes.
The baby Xeno kind of looks like a dick.
Y'all,
his little penis.
Y'all got games on this ship.
This is all the games you got.
Doesn't take him very long to grow, though.
No, they grow super
like
fast.
Like in 10 minutes.
He said, "All right, I'm gonna head out," and then he like slithers away.
He's also got silver teeth.
Yeah, he sure do. Little heen baby.
I love the little like kind of when he comes out. He just kind of looks around at everybody. He's just kind of like, hmm.
Yeah,
be funny. It's funny. He imprints on one of them. Like that's his mama.
You're my mom. Mama. You just imagine like the big ass 8-foot alien.
Listen,
like,
we're making it sound all cute, but shit's about to pop off real bad. It's scary.
But just like the big ass 8-foot alien, just like like casually following like Ripley or some shit, like
holding her hand
mom.
And everything.
I didn't know Haggis was on this ship. Why is Pumpkinhead here?
Punky head.
Duncan.
Like, yeah, Stan Winston, baby.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bitch.
It's a good segue. Stan Winston did the creature effects for this movie.
Hell yeah.
It is beautiful.
It's beautiful. And then he went on to do Pumpkinhead.
And, like, do the fucking... Well, he didn't... He technically didn't do Pumpkinhead. Like, his team did
Pumpkinhead. But he directed Pumpkinhead, didn't he?
He directed it, and he...
Am I on drugs, or did we cover that movie on the show?
We covered it on the show.
It was last Halloween, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I think it was
I thought we did.
Yeah. I think I picked it.
We've done quite a few of these episodes.
Right before we went on break.
Forgive me if I forget if we've done an episode.
Everybody kind of gets together, and they're trying to, like, all right, this motherfucker's on the show.
How do we defeat him?
We got to get rid of it. But they don't realize how fast he's growing. So he's a grown-ass man already.
This is my house now.
This is an 80-foot-tall grown-ass man walking around the spaceship.
Which I think, like, the actor who played the Xenomorph was, like, pushing 7 foot.
He was pretty tall.
Very tall and lanky.
Yeah.
I think I heard that, like, they found him in a coffee shop somewhere.
They were like, damn, you're tall.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. They're like, hey, you want to play the monster?
They're like, hey, you want a job?
He was like, probably.
He's like, how much you pay it?
This is a big budget film. You're getting paid $1 million. You're getting $2 per scene.
You get $2 and a Hot Pocket.
Sign me up.
Where do I sign? But yeah, they're all trying to figure out what to do with the alien because they think he's baby.
He's not baby.
They don't realize he's not baby anymore.
Baby now 8 foot tall creature.
I'm pretty sure this is when they start kind of mounting up and they
split up a bit. And
yeah, they take
Ripley goes in the
what
vents.
They have and yeah. They get the motion tracker, which the motion tracker in this isn't as iconic as it is in Aliens. But
yeah, and like Dallas goes in the vent because that's where they assume it is. Well, yeah. That's where the motion detector is saying.
Yeah,
you know.
I think they run a diagnostic on the ship too.
Yeah.
There's
some shit going on in the vent, so that's what happened.
Alien, yeah. And they're shitting in the vents.
So Dallas goes in there, but we don't see him anymore after that.
Well, that scene is so great and full of suspense too, yeah. Because they're monitoring Dallas and like the other life form they're detecting, and like him in the vent, and they're all just like, Dallas, you gotta go up, man. Door stuck, go up, man. And then they find, like, the alien is closing in on him. Like, and the scene where, like, he flashes his light up and the alien just, like, reaches out for him. Some scary shit.
He did, because we don't see him anymore, right?
He did.
Yeah, we don't see him anymore.
No.
Yeah.
There's a deleted scene that I'll talk about later, but...
Oh, yeah. I think I have seen that, where he's just, like, pinned up on the wall and he's like, kill me!
Yeah, he's, like, in the resin, the high resin and shit, and he's like, kill me!
Yeah, I think I've seen that, actually.
Which a lot of people speculate that since the alien was doing that the alien was trying to, like, morph into a queen. A lot of people theorize that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. But, yeah, they basically, like, they get picked off for a minute, kind of. Like, Brett goes, like, find Jonesy the cat, and
the
Brett dies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Highest paid.
Brett dies. Like, that's when you see, like, the tongue and mouth.
It's how you know that the alien is grown because they find his skin, like his molt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, man,
that would be so fucking terrifying, dude.
Like, something that went from being like the size of like...
Can you like imagine being in that moment in their shoes like, uh-oh.
Yeah, you just lift up this big chunk of skin. You're just like...
Wait a minute.
The alien's like, I'm a grown-ass man now. And they like grabs him and pulls him into the thing.
Nostromo's mine now, bitch.
Yeah, which that scene's cool too. Like where you see like he disappears and like the blood starts trickling down from like the ceiling fan and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and then, yeah, so.
The other engineer gets killed too, Lambert, and then Lambert gets got too.
If I'm not mistaken, Ripley is the sole survivor of this.
Yeah. She is. But before everybody else kind of gets picked off, we find some shit out about Ash.
Ash is a robot.
He's an android, baby.
He was sent by the company.
And he's got milk for blood.
Milk and yogurt. And he was sent by the company to get, because they knew about these life forms, and they were trying
to
get one back.
Mm-hmm. Which is a horrible fucking idea.
Because Ripley finds out, like, she kind of starts putting two together.
Well, Mother is the one that tells her, like, you guys are expendable. We don't give a shit about y'all.
Yeah.
We just want the alien.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
And so she confronts Ash about it, and Ash, like, tries to kill her. He, like, rolls up a magazine and tries to shove it down her throat.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. I was like,
fucking uncomfortable.
Just, like, strangle her or something, you know?
He, like, kicks the shit out of her, and I think it's Lambert
Parker or beats him Parker, with like a fire extinguisher or some shit.
Yeah, like knocks his head off.
Pops off.
These are.
And then they wire him so that he could talk and his voice is extremely fucking scary.
Yeah, he's all robotic and shit.
He's like, I don't give a shit about you guys anymore.
Bro, he came everywhere. He is covered in it, bro. It's all clumped up and shit.
Which, by the way, Ash is played by Sir Ian Holmes, rest in peace as well.
Yes, I forgot he had passed away,
Bilbo
too.
Bilbo Baggins.
That's right, baby.
The wand guy from Harry Potter.
Ollivander.
Yep.
Isn't that him? Or is
no,
it
that's
John Hurt.
John Hurt, I believe.
I got him mixed up. My bad.
Ask Krista. Krista! Who plays the wand guy in Harry Potter?
The what?
The wand guy.
The wand guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that John Hurt, bro? We have a resident Harry Potter expert in the house.
Isn't Ian Holmes in one of the Harry Potter movies?
I don't think so.
I could be wrong, but...
John Hurt plays Ollivander.
Yeah. That's John Hurt also plays Professor Broom in Hellboy.
Yep.
Yeah. So he's done some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they find out that the company kind of set them up, and they're kind of fucked.
And so they're going to take, like, the escape pod out.
Yep.
And just say, fuck it, and blow up the ship.
Yeah.
But then the alien kills Parker and Lambert.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
He essentially mouth fucks Parker.
Like, his tongue just goes straight through his head
multiple times.
Yeah.
And then Lambert, we don't really see what happens to her. She just kind of gets killed off screen.
She just screams, and then like the camera like goes away.
Yeah.
So we're just like, oh, she's dead. Yep,
she did. So now we just
she blows up either way. So
got Ripley, and we got Jonesy.
And the alien.
The baby.
The baby. Star of the movie. So they set off the self-destruct thing for the Nostromo.
Yeah.
And then Ripley tries to fucking cancel it.
Yeah, I was like, just get your cat and get the fuck out of there.
Mother's like, nah, fam, it's too late.
It's too late.
And then Ripley calls her a fucking bitch and then starts heading off towards the escape pod. She gets Jonesy, and then the alien confronts, like, he doesn't see her, but, like, she's in the hallway with her, like, running with Jonesy. And that scene,
mm-hmm.
when she's, like, running, you kind of see the shot of, like, around the corner, and, like, she turns and the alien's there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just, like, frozen in fear with her.
Yeah.
She sets Jonesy down. And takes off, and then the alien look at the little cat carrier that Jonesy's in and knocks the fuck out of it.
Like, I will say, like, that scene with, like, all of, like, the strobe lights, I was kind of like, God damn.
Yeah. You
God know? Damn it, Bobby.
A loud alarm going off and, like, the yellow lighting. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck.
Kind of disorients you a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then, the Ripley ends up getting Jonesy. They get on the spaceship, and they get the fuck out of there.
They leave.
They get the fuck out of Dodge.
Stromo die.
It blow up.
And then Ripley goes into hypersleep.
Well, Ripley gets on the ship. She's getting comfortable. She's taking her space suit off.
She her undies.
Alien is in there laying down.
Dude, the alien's in there watching her get undressed. He's watching her get undressed, which, I mean, I don't blame him.
But
Gorny Weaver was a fine dime drinking wine at that time.
She still is, bro.
She still is. You're right.
She like the alien's up in there in the fetal position.
Yeah, he's laying there,
he's
bro.
Like sleeping or some shit.
He's like, hey, you need a pillow?
He's like, look, I'm cool with you.
You need a warm body to snuggle up.
He's like, look, I'm cool with you. Listen, you know?
I just want to ride, man. I'm just going. I'm just following the sun.
It's like, look, I don't want no problems. He's like, these other people.
Listen, this is a whole big misunderstanding, all right?
But then she puts on a space like an astronaut suit and then like sets off like the what is that shit?
She opens the airlock
and
then
airlock.
Shoots it with like a harpoon and sends it out the goddamn airlock.
It goes
right. But he's like, wait a minute. He gets up in the exhaust, so she's like, okay. Turns the flames.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
How about some real shit?
It's so, button the alien's like
so yeah, the alien die.
Alien's like crawling into the exhaust. He's like, money.
Oh, that's good.
Money.
As long as this movie is, it's so good.
It is so good.
So, yeah, and then she goes into sleep.
With Jonesy.
With Jonesy the cat.
Well, Jonesy went to sleep like 10 minutes
and ago. She was never to be seen again.
This whole fucking time.
Yeah. Jonesy's like, what happened? Something happened?
Yeah.
He's like, ah.
Highest paid actor in the movie,
But I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I'm giving this a 10 out of 10. I love this movie.
I would have to agree. It's a 10 out of 10.
Can you not get? Can you Can you not get
can
this
you,
movie?
All right, you know what? Just because one. Shit, I hate this movie.
No, I mean, like, what I'm saying is, like, how can
how you? How can you not give it a 10? Yeah,
you know what? 9.9.
9.999 repeating.
I'm just going to say it. It's a controversial take. 9 out of 10.
Put my fucking foot down. But no, sick of hearing all these 10 out of 10 reviews.
It's a 10. Both Alien and Aliens is a 10.
Yeah, might as well just spoil that. I'm giving Aliens a 10 as well.
Well, yeah. So, that was our discussion on Alien from 1979. We'll be back next week with Aliens.
Correct.
The sequel.
Jim Cameron, baby.
Yeah, buddy. So, plural. I made a decision. Yep. I've said it on this show before. My friends have obviously forgotten. I've told this them a few times. I have never seen The Terminator. So next week, I'm watching The Terminator, and I'm watching Aliens after that, since Aliens was Jim Cameron's next big thing.
Yes.
After The Terminator.
You will like Terminator.
I am hoping I like both. Well, I obviously like Aliens already.
Listen, you got Linda Hamilton. You got Michael Biehn. You got Arnie.
Beans.
What more do you need?
I need your clothes. Your boots.
You also
and
have,
the insurance information.
What's his name?
I need your clothes, your boots, and your beans.
And your beans.
And them over.
And them over.
What's his name? For some reason, his name is slipping me right now.
Who?
Fuck. He plays the guy in Aliens. Game Over.
Oh, Bill Paxton? Man.
Yeah, he's also in Terminator.
Yeah, I know.
He's in the
it's
beginning.
It's a very brief role.
Isn't Bill Paxton like the only guy that's been up against a Terminator, the Predator, and an alien?
He's been killed by a Terminator, a Predator, and an alien.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like the only actor to do all three, I believe.
But yeah. He has like a very small role. It's kind of like a blink and you'll miss him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out. Because I love Bill Paxton.
That was
so.
Like still very early in his career.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because like he played in this slasher movie called The Mortuary. And then he did that. And then obviously he did Aliens and all that other shit.
He was in Predator 2 as well.
I see. Yeah, he was.
He's a detective.
All right. Well, that about does it for this episode. We came from beneath the sea. Like I said, we'll be back with Aliens next week, episode 2 of the franchise breakdown on Alien.
Correct.
If you guys would like, drop a 5-star rating on
drop
Apple Podcasts.
A fat five star.
I was gonna say that too.
I thought you were going.
And then I aborted it last second. Drop a 5-star on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever else you listen to your podcasts. In the meantime, be kind, stay safe, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Sayonara.
Bye.